Fear is a very tricky subject. All of us have experienced it and will experience it again. And for me, in the last 24 hours, I've noticed one of my main fears really exposing itself to me. So, BTW, I'm an Alien, one of the first TV shows I wrote and finished. I thought, from my perspective, it was done. I had gotten it, the script, the story, to the highest level of my capabilities. I knew there was nothing I could do to make it better, to elevate it based off of my current understanding of the craft. I'm sure I'll learn more as the years go on. So I was quite content with the story, but then out of the blue, I literally stood up to go to the kitchen and bloop, there was a new scene that just popped into my head, and I was like, oh, and so I logged on, I added it to a scene where I then remembered that I felt like it was unfinished. So when you write 8 episodes, you're, well, actually, I've written 3 seasons worth of BTW. So you're likely to forget something if you've written, let me see, 14, 24? 23. When you've written 23 episodes of a story, you're bound to forget some parts. But I had recently reread through all 8 episodes for season one, and I talked about this in a previous episode, and I had made all these changes, and then I had set the script aside, and then my brain was like reworking it, and I'd fix and tweak a few things, and then I was like, okay, it's done. And I was proud of myself. So when I was rereading it, I did think to myself, ah, that scene still is not as emotionally impactful as I want it to be. I want it to be a little bit longer. But I had no ideas. I was like, meh, it works. So I had forgotten about that. But of course, my subconscious did not forget. And so it was working on that part of the script. And it was just there in my head. So I wrote it. I'm happy with how it fills out the scene. And after I wrote it, there was that fear of like, what if there's something else I'm forgetting that needs to be changed? So the fear went beyond that. And it revealed the main fear that I was aware of from years ago. I just had kind of pushed it to the back of my mind because it's not happening right now. So it's not something to really focus on. But that main fear is the fear of getting the script option, getting it produced, letting it be released to people, people loving it, not loving it, but the main thing is that I will be watching it, and all of a sudden, I'll get a better idea about that scene or a new scene that ties better into that scene, or a completely different way, a more impactful way of telling the story. But it'll be too late. The story will be immortalized in that. In that box, in that presentation, and that will irk me for the rest of my life. I know it will. And so the fear was not about what other people will think. It was about my own neuroses, because I know myself, and how I will be like, oh, it should have been this way, it should have been that way, for the rest of my life. And how maybe somebody won't like it, but then I'll be like, well, if I had done it this way now, they probably would have liked it. And you know, your brain tricks you into the what if scenarios. And I know my brain would do that. So instead of ignoring that fear, trying to abolish it, I decided I'm going to do what I normally do, and that is to befriend it. I'm going to spend time with it. I'm going to talk to it. I believe that if you make your fears your enemies, you'll be at war for the rest of your life, and you cannot win a battle against yourself. It's a lose-lose situation. So if you can become friends, you can understand the fear, you can manage and process it, you can maneuver through it, and then you can exploit it for your own gain by putting it in your art. So yes, I'm sure there are other writers who have this fear as well, and I've actually heard it from some podcasts where people said they feel like their script is never done. And I was like, huh, that's weird, because that's how I'm feeling now, but it's just because I'm starting, I'm trying to learn and improve. I don't feel like I've mastered the craft, so my brain is always nitpicking. But they were saying it like, oh no, that never goes away. And so I was like, oh, what if it never goes away? Will that make me crazy? And the truth is, I don't think it will anymore. So when I did the first couple of table reads, I did two, and we worked through episodes 1 through 4 for BTW. When I did that virtual table read, it did not go according to plan. There were errors. I changed the script, yes, but I still enjoyed that. It was so much fun. And it's not like BTW will be the only script I ever do. And I'm not really a perfectionist, but I do strive to do my very best. And if I know that I've done my very best, it doesn't matter to me what other people say, unless I value their opinion. For example, BTW, I'm an Alien, is based off of the idea that we live in a multiverse, and within that multiverse, we all have parallel selves. And Trevor Noah has a parallel self where he is married to an alien and he has to defend the Earth against its own mob mentality. So I love that idea. And so the only person who I would be genuinely crushed to hear hates the story would be him. I do think he's a very nice person, but he might be offended that I would take it upon myself to write the story to begin with. But the thing is, I was writing it to cope with the pandemic, and I only want it to be made with his approval. It's one of the reasons I still haven't done as much with it as I could. But yeah, that fear I felt needed to be addressed so that I could be freer, more motivated to actually explore what the script wants to become. I actually do think of all my scripts as separate entities. They have a life of their own. And so when it is presented to the world, it has that sovereign right to have an individual relationship with every reader and every viewer. And I am not to get in the way of that relationship. So yes, there will be haters. Yes, there will be people who love it. And yes, there will be people in the middle who don't give a fuck. They don't care one way or the other. And that's fine. To me, that's not scary. It would annoy me if somebody misunderstands the story, but if I have presented the story in a way where it could be easily misunderstood, that's on me. But if I have presented it in a way where it should be understood, then anything that person comes up with is more about them than about me. And everyone has a right to their own delusions. And in that case, they're mad at themselves, their perception of things that aren't true, and it really has nothing to do with me. And I've always had that thought process when it comes to critiques. Critiques only upset me if the person has not done the work to actually read it and understand it. If they have read it and understood it, and they understand that genre, and they actually are professionals in that industry, meaning their opinion has validity, then I'm always going to listen to it. I might agree, I might disagree, but I'm always going to listen. Which leads me to my other fear, and that is that I will lose... It's that I will lose my integrity, but also that the script will lose its integrity. Like I said, I think of the scripts as their own separate entity. And it is my job as the writer to document into this physical reality what it wants to be, what it is, not what other people think it should or shouldn't be. And because I was new to the industry and writing screenplays in 2019, 2020, 2021, I listen, I think, too much to some of the feedback. For example, BTW started off on the first episode with Travis Norrie interviewing Vaughn the ufologist. It got right into the aliens at the start. But one of the first people that gave me notes said, I would like to spend more time with the characters to get to know them before we get into the mayhem. And that reminded me, one of my biggest pet peeves with consuming content is when I don't give a fuck about the characters. This happens a lot in horror movies. I have not been scared or upset by any horror movie lately because I just have not cared about who the person is and who's going to be killed off. So it reminded me of how important it is to spend time with the characters. So I took those notes to heart and I changed the script. And then another person said, you're expecting the viewer, the reader, to know Trevor Noah too much. You're depending on that too much, and you really need to lean more into showing more about the character, more about the parallels between Trevor Noah and your character. And that was right. I completely agreed. But then I got another note from somebody else who said, you know, when you watch Batman and they do the whole backstory of how his parents died, we don't need to see that anymore. And he went on and on and on. But then I heard from another person who actually wrote for the most recent, I think it was Teen Titans, or Titans. He said, it always needs to be told. That story always needs to be told because of the new people that are being introduced to that character. And you might think that everyone knows the story of Batman, but there are a lot of people who don't, or they've forgotten. And so when that person gave me the note to not give the backstory, I already knew that that wasn't true, and I ignored it because I had already gotten feedback from people saying, you need to give more of the backstory so that people actually know the character and they don't just automatically know because they know who Trevor Noah is. So I added more to the script and it made it longer. And then I sent it to the same person who gave me the original notes and they were like, I like that you're showing the drama of their marriage falling apart, but we're not invested in staying or ending. So they were like, you need to show us when their relationship was good before you have the outcome of it falling apart. I completely agreed. So I gave more of the backstory. And then I got feedback from another person saying, oh, it's too much backstory. We need to get right into the aliens right off the bat. And I was like, no. That's the opposite of what everyone else has been telling me. So then I said, okay, I got to find the happy medium. So I got feedback from another person who said, we need flashbacks. So start at act 2, The part where we originally start with him talking to Vaughn the ufologist. So I did that, and then I did the flashbacks, and I submitted it to a different competition with feedback, and they said, "We hate the flashbacks." And that's what I thought was going to happen, because most people will say, "Do not give flashbacks. It makes the story disjointed and it takes the momentum out." So I was like, "You know what? I'm just going to listen to myself." When it comes to the story. And the thing was, I noticed a huge difference between the women that were giving me feedback and the men. Obviously, the men were sci-fi fans and they wanted to get right into the aliens. But I noticed that the women were saying, take a pause, take a beat, and like flesh out the story more so that you care about the characters, and when the emotionality hits, it hits. And they were speaking my language. So I agreed with them. And the most recent person who gave me feedback on the script was a woman. And she said, I like it. There's a little bit too much going on, which I've heard that feedback before. But she validated a lot of the things that I had done from her perspective that were correct. But then she said, you need a teaser that gets into the aliens. And I was like, that's perfect. So I added a teaser where it is talking about the aliens. It is bringing in an ominous feeling that the main character is being watched. And you're like, okay, well, who's watching him? So from talking to her, I completely wrote a new page that I feel works a lot better. And it's showing him dreaming. And he dreams throughout the entire series about things that are going to happen before they happen, but it's disjointed. And I love that in storytelling where you have a dream, you have a vision, or you have a prophecy, but you don't really know how it's all going to come together. And then when it does, it's this nice, satisfactory puzzle piece that's been put into place, and now it's the finished product. That's what I like with certain storytelling. So I added that. I gave more hints of the aliens at the start. I broke up the first episode into two separate episodes. I give more of the mirroring of Trevor Noah, meaning him taking my main character. He's taking over Dun 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 Daily, and he is then attacked by people via social media for his jokes. He then has a depression. He pulls through it. He starts dating a woman. He has an appendectomy where he's in the hospital and they bond over that. There's hints of aliens all around. Then it's showing their love and their bond, but it's also showing that he's being manipulated. And then when we get into Act Three, it's all the alien stuff, and then it just zooms from there. I do think that it could still be broken up into 10 episodes instead of 8. So certain things could be fleshed out a little bit more, but I'm happy with the 8 episodes. It does everything that I wanted it to do, but yeah, there's still a lot going on. It is about parallel lives. It is about aliens. It's also about time travel and removing memories, as well as racism. And comedy, and it's meant to be that show that you can watch with the whole family. I've gone back and forth on if it's for kids. I think it's still going to be like PG-13, just because of Imoon, because she's a sex worker. I could change that. It would make it more family oriented. But right now, I'm in love with this script. It's perfect from my point of view, but I know that there's things that can be improved upon, so I'm not blind. But I still have a ways to go before it could ever be made and consumed by the community. I love the idea of consuming content, But the underlining message of my scripts is meant to have some type of spooning of medicine. I didn't say that right. Visual medicine. That is my goal. To give some type of visual medicine because the world's freaking crazy and it's only going to get crazier. But yes, because I recently came up with this new part of the script that I thought was done because it's 3 years old, it made me really afraid that it's going to be made and then it won't be as good as it could be and I'll be mad. But also, because I was able to add this part, I had relief that it hadn't been made yet, which sounds weird because that's all we work towards as newbies, is getting representation or getting publication or getting it optioned and produced. Those are our main focuses. But I was so happy that this hadn't been produced, that it hadn't found the right hands, because then it wouldn't have had that part. I thought it was done in 2021. I did. But now I think it's done. At least to my capability. It's at the max of my capability. And I would still love for Trevor Noah to produce it. My other script, Gigi Family, I added new scenes after doing the table read and reading through the whole 4 episodes. There's three, or actually 4 more episodes that I'm supposed to read through before the end of the year. But I mainly just wanted to get the first 4 done. And I was like, how did I never think about that before? And then I meditated and I was like, wait, no, I did. I just forgot about it. When stories are so long, because both BTW and Gigi Family are series that I've written seasons, multiple seasons on, which I know people say you're not supposed to, but again, it was the pandemic, I was gonna write. And I can't really write a time loop dramedy sci-fi series without knowing where it ends and then begins and then it loops back again. So anyway, I was surprised that there were new scenes that I was writing and scenes I was taking out with Gigi Family. I'm really happy with how it reads now. I'm planning to look into having that made into a graphic novel just because it seems like that might be easier to get into the industry and then move on from that. I also am thinking about submitting some audio dramas to different companies that do that. I have 2 scripts that I have emailed to companies about, and so I'm moving forward. There are certain scripts that I don't care that much about. So if I get an epiphany, I'm like, oh yeah, I need to add this to it. It won't really matter that people didn't get to see the final, 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 final draft, which will probably only happen when I'm 60. Got a long way to go. But there's just a lot going on in my mind. So I'm going to present the ones that I don't care as much about, and I'm going to keep working on the ones I care a lot about. I have 5 main scripts that I care a lot about that I'll be working on in 2023: Override, Concave, Conviviality, A Shuddering at Shookroot, and Snow Rises. I would like all of those to be done before the end of the year, and they are features. So those are easier for me to write. It takes a lot more of my time to write out an entire season. And I don't want to just be sitting at home writing like I have been for the last 2.5 years. My plan is to still travel. I'm planning to go to Hawaii, and then come back to New York, around April of next year. Unless something crazy happens, then I don't know what I'll be doing. And when I say something crazy happens, meaning I don't keep the job that I have, I made an agreement to come back next summer to work at the haunted hotels from around April to September. But maybe they'll hire somebody else. I have no idea. But I want to just do what I want to do instead of being mad at myself every year for not going to Hawaii. I'm like, I'm gonna go. So, yes. Fears, in summary, fears are going to happen. My suggestion is to befriend them, talk to them, maybe get some therapy, maybe journal, do what you need to do in order to fully address it so that you are in the power position to again exploit it for your own gain. That's all I really wanted to talk about. I want to do another episode about how I put my fears into my storytelling. For example, BTW has a lot of my fears, and GG Family has two of the main life lessons I struggle with in this life. Well, three of them, such as like patience, revenge, and motherhood. Never been a mother. I definitely am glad that I didn't have kids because the pandemic would have torn me apart, and I probably would have been mad about it for the rest of my life that my kid's life had been so badly disrupted. But there's a lot of other fears that I write about in GG Family to address the parenting woes, the fears people have before they have kids, and then what to do when those fears come to light. A lot of the times our fears are irrational, but also a lot of the times it's a warning, a premonition of what's to come, and we most likely don't handle it in the way that we dreamed that we would, but we still, at least my characters, love themselves through it, and forgive themselves and move forward, so. Okay, thanks for listening to me. There won't be a lot more of these before the end of the year, but I'll do a few more. Bye.